celebrate America's independence with First Conservative Baptist Church, Sunday, July 3rd, with the Pickering Family Singers. It all starts at 10 a.m. with the Pickering Family Singers in concert. The concert is followed by a message from Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Then it's an old-fashioned barbecue with pork, chicken, and all the fixings on the church grounds. Everything is free. First Conservative Baptist Church is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a vital, important subject today. God still rules. That may come as a shock to some. Some in the loose, lax, lost liberals. Some of those that are the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist, Democrats think that they rule. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's Democrat or Republican, they're not ruling. God is. God's one that sets up kings and removes them. God is the one that's still on the throne. God is one that showed his authority in the life and the rule and the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel, the 5th chapter, and Belshazzar. The 20th verse of the 5th chapter of Daniel. But when his heart was lifted up and his mind hardened in pride, he was deposed from his kingly throne, and they took his glory from him. Ladies and gentlemen, that's speaking of Nebuchadnezzar. It was being recited as to what Nebuchadnezzar had done, because the son, which is Belshazzar, the scripture is talking about his pride also following the footsteps of dad. The 22nd verse, and thou his son, O Belshazzar, hast not humbled thine heart, though thou knewest all of these things. In other words, Belshazzar, you knew what God did with your dad because of his pride, his prominence, his power, and his position. And he hardened his heart and turned against God. And then the 23rd verse of the 5th chapter, but has lifted up thine self against the Lord of heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but I'd be petrified to be in the position of some of our leaders here in Jacksonville, Florida, some in Tallahassee, and some in Washington and the Beltway in D.C., I'd be petrified to make choices, decisions, and cast votes and inculcate laws and regulations and executive orders as is being done today, knowing that God is still on the throne. You can disbelieve it. You can reject it. You can refuse it. You can remonstrate against it, but it doesn't change it whatsoever. And as a result of Biden's pride, as a result of his power, even though he is the puppet, the puppeteers behind him, carrying out the power to control America by executive orders, we have food famine today. We have inflation at a 40-year high today in America. Gas prices now cost as much as some mortgage payments a few years ago. We're in a proxy war with Russia today. China is flexing their muscles at America and threatening, if America does anything, to intervene for the protection of Taiwan, that China's going to come against America. Ladies and gentlemen, we have all of these things taking place, and the Biden administration is becoming, or has become, perhaps I should say, the laughingstock of the globe. And here's Biden now on his globetrotting again, this time going to Saudi Arabia, licking their boots, begging them to produce more oil, because he's gotten himself in a bind and trying to force the electric cars on Americans. And as a result of that, he is trying to plead with Saudi Arabia to produce more oil. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, if the whole point is for the greening of the world, for a Green New Deal, if you will, for preserving the cleaner air and the integrity of it, if that is the point, I want to understand, I want somebody to explain to me. Maybe I'm just a dummy and don't understand. Explain to me how producing oil in Saudi Arabia does not affect the atmosphere. Contrary-wise, if you do that production of oil in America, it's harmful for Mother Earth. It's harmful for the climate change. And yet you have all of the other nations producing oil that we're begging them now to produce for us, because we're in a position where I noticed a sign on the television news this morning, $7.99 a gallon, $8.49 a gallon in some places in California. And now touching on, if you get the premium grade gasoline today, that is 91-93 octane, you're looking at about $6 a gallon right here in the Jacksonville area. And it's all as a result of Joe Biden's trying to force Americans to buy electric cars. Perhaps you ask the question, why? I'm looking at an article now, and it is a pretty good overview, and I'll take a moment to try to make it clear for us. Article about Biden's corrupt operations. Look up CATL, that's capital CATL, the Chinese-owned lithium battery company whose value has skyrocketed since Joe Biden took office. Guess where there is a gold mine of lithium? You guessed it, Afghanistan. Guess who owns 10% of CATL? You guessed it, Hunter Biden. You're starting to see why old Pops, that is Sleepy Joe, was so quick to get us out of Afghanistan. The Taliban is set to make trillions of dollars selling lithium to China, and the Bidens stand to make billions as a result. Always follow the money, and you will find the answers to the baffling decisions they make. Hard to believe how crooked the Biden crime family is, and we just sit by and watch it happen. And hundreds lost their lives during the botched pullout in Afghanistan, but he really doesn't care. Because he is as evil as they come. His entire regime and family is. The Bidens own 10% of a Chinese lithium-ion battery company, Contemporary Apex Technology Company, literally limited, CATL, whose stock has soared. Contemporary Technology Company Limited, abbreviated as CATL, is a Chinese battery manufacturing and technology company founded in 2011 that specializes in the manufacturing of lithium-ion batteries for electric vehicles and the energy storage system, as well as the battery management systems that's in operation in the new cars. Ladies and gentlemen, simply put, that writer was saying that follow the money. We have sold America down the toilet in order for the Biden cabals and Biden family cabal to make their millions, if not billions of dollars in response to that. We're watching a person in the Oval Office that is making hundreds of millions of dollars by the trillions that we have expended and sending to Ukraine, and nobody's in charge of where does the money go, who disperses the money, how is the money handled, and what are we getting for our money. Go back and check the background when they were claiming that it was Donald J. Trump that had a operation going with Ukraine and with Russia. And it was the whole Russiagate scheme and lie. But ladies and gentlemen, behind the scenes, it was the Biden family cabal and Hillary Clinton and the DNC that was in charge of all that was being done to make the hundreds of millions of dollars in washing money that's sent to Ukraine and going back into the pockets of Hunter Biden. And the one that gets the top 10% would have been Joe Biden. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching. But understand again, let me remind you, God's still on the throne. God's not going to sleep. God's not on vacation. He's not been sick. He's not dead. He's not even had COVID. But China, ladies and gentlemen, is on the move for global control today. Russia is right. We're in a proxy war with Russia today. Iran is now threatening Israel and America with the nuclear arms that they have accomplished. And we've known that for years. And the Biden and Obama administration allowed it. And now the Biden administration continues to allow it. And we're watching Iran gain the nuclear power that will threaten all of the Middle East and even America. So, ladies and gentlemen, but I want to remind us again, all of these things we see, that's the surface, but God is still on the throne. I believe we have Nick on the line. Nick, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. I believe with all my heart that the election was stolen. And my question to you is, to us Christians and leaning towards the conservative values, I mean, if it was stolen last time, what's going to keep them from stealing it this time? We went and voted at the polls, and we made our voice known, but it still didn't help. So my question to you is, the Bible talks about how it's going to get worse. So what's the point of even going out and trying to vote if it's going to get worse?
Well, we're to be salt and light. We know according to the scripture, you can take Genesis through the book of Genesis through the book of the Revelation, and we see a devolution, not an evolution, as to value and as to goodness in America and the world. We see it getting worse and worse and worse, but God still called us. Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth and the light of the world." Salt does not cause decay to stop. It just delays the decay. And light illumines darkness. And so we're to still be salt and light. We're in the world. We're not of the world. Our citizenship is in heaven. But we have the responsibility as citizens on this earth to be good citizens as salt and light. So I'm in agreement with you. If we lost the election in 2020 because it was stolen, if they're still using the same modus operandi, the same illegal operators at the helm, the same process that's being done, why should we believe that we'll win in 2022 in November? And let me just do a little caveat on that, Nick. I believe that between now and the election time, they're going to come up with some major catastrophic health issue. I believe they're going to try to shut the election down and insist that it be done by absentee ballot. And that's the only way they can steal the election this year, because the battleground states, most all of the battleground states, even though it's not been publicized on the Communist Network News, every one of the battleground states have found major theft in the election of 2020, major theft in the numbers and how it was carried out. And they have put in place good, substantial, guardrails to protect the 2022 and 2024 election. But I believe there's going to be an intervention by the Biden administration or whoever's in his place at that time, if he's not, in this loose, lax, lost, liberal, socialist, Marxist, communist, democratic control. I believe that we're going to see, and I have personally said, they're going to take monkeypox, and they're going to use that as a major catastrophic supposed famine or disease potential, and try to use that as a lie against the general public. They're changing the name of monkeypox to another name by the World Health Organization. They're changing their position on the cause. Monkeypox is spread by the sodomites' lifestyle. It's not spread by aerosol as a cough in the air, et cetera, et cetera. And yet they're going to use that some way as a scare tactic, in my opinion. Either that or something else come up that they will want to put America in lockdown, put America back under the thumb of the Biden administration to force the election hand. I believe that's going to take place. Don't know exactly how God's going to work through it, but you're exactly right. We need to understand it. But as Christians, conservatives, and patriots, we need to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen. Go to the polls and vote. I have not missed an election, local, state, and national, since I registered to vote less than 100 years ago, and I am not going to miss an election regardless of the outcome. I'm still going to put in, as the old cliche says, my 2 cents worth. I'm going to vote as I believe God would have me to vote. So, Nick, may that encourage you that we need to keep on standing up, speaking up, brother.
Yes, sir. I am in total agreement. You know, people have died for our freedom to vote, and I always vote, but I just wanted to get your opinion. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Nick. God bless you, and have a blessed day. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, as I'm just trying to give you a little overview of what Biden has done, which I believe is going to cause God to judge America, and judging the Biden administration and every one of the every one of those that's in the kingship, rulership, authority with him. Kamala Harris has already lost about, I think it's 15 of her staff members, and she's been put in a closet by the Biden administration. She's trying to climb out of the closet. She's going to do anything, I believe, to survive. And as a result of that, as Dick Morris says, and I think he is on target, he believes that she's going, that the Biden leadership, frightened to death, petrified that Kamala Harris is going to ask for the 25th Amendment to be utilized to put Joe Biden out of office. But ladies and gentlemen, as we see what Joe Biden has done, we understand that he has literally destroyed the morals, the ethics, and the values of our nation. He's the promulgator and the pusher for everything that's unconstitutional, unbiblical, and unholy. While America is disintegrating, ladies and gentlemen, while we're literally disintegrating morally, ethically, biblically, spiritually, politically, socially, as we're disintegrating, Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Chuck Schumer are focused on the prosecution and the persecution of political enemies. And the political enemies, ladies and gentlemen, don't you dare think that it's just those on the high-profile news today. The political enemies, as seen by the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Democratic Party, are happens to be every Christian, every conservative, every patriot. We're in the crosshairs of their persecution and prosecution. If you don't believe that, just look at what the Merrick Garland, the Attorney General of the DOJ, has done in transmitting a document, 32-page document, to the FBI, that any parent, anybody that stands before a school board even and challenging them for teaching your child about the sodomite lifestyle, the LGBTQ agenda, and the critical race theory, it's 1619 Project, et cetera, et cetera. As a result of that, you're considered a domestic terrorist. In fact, when you go into the details of the 32-page document carried out from the DOJ, transmitted to the FBI to enforce it, listen very carefully. If you voted for Trump, if you're a Republican, if you're a conservative, if you're a Christian, if you believe that the 2020 election was stolen, if you question the veracity and the efficacy of the COVID jab, then you, my dear friend, you are a domestic terrorist. That's what we've done in America under the leadership of Joe Biden. May I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, with the Biden administration pushing and enacting and enforcing some of the most disgusting, degrading, immoral, ungodly practices that America's ever experienced, Biden is pushing the sodomite agenda. He is pushing it through the military, through our schools and our hospitals, our medical system, now moving to force doctors to even perform transgender surgeries against their moral compasses. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what's taking place in America today. As a result of that, you find the total disintegration of morals and ethics and values across the nation. I'm looking at an article that says, Joe Biden pushes for gender affirmation care that mutilates the bodies of our children in America. Only a day after Fox News host Tucker Carlson revealed that the transgender movement across the U.S. is being pushed by those who profit from it, activists and lobbyists, and some hospitals and pharmaceuticals, Joe Biden has revealed the federal documents promoting surgeries that mutilate the healthy bodies of our children and leave them sterile for life. Now, the Biden's HHS Office of Population Affairs has posted online its promotion for those drastic chemical treatments and surgical procedures. Biden told those individuals suffering from gender dysphoria, I have your back. It's important, ladies and gentlemen, this article says, the HHS says, because it allows children and adolescents to focus on social transitions. It alleges that such care provides positive outcome for transgender and non-binary children and adolescents, even though virtually all of them move all the way through the procedures, are sterile for life, and yet supported by the Biden administration. Ladies and gentlemen, it is horrific when you look at the big picture, and I've studied and researched and looked at thousands and thousands of articles about what the Biden administration is doing. And ladies and gentlemen, as you weigh that in the balance and you see, compared with Daniel, the fifth chapter, of what Nebuchadnezzar and Belshazzar were doing as kings, as you look at what God did to them as a result of their basically spitting in God's face, denying the word of God, rejecting God's power and God's authority, doing as they saw fit rather than as God would be pleased to use. Ladies and gentlemen, when you see what God did in that scenario, go back and study the fifth chapter of Daniel, if nothing more, and understand that God is still alive. God's still on the throne. And yet, as a result of the basic move by the Biden administration, it is emboldening state after state after state to inculcate the LGBTQ sodomite lifestyle, even in our classrooms, in our schools. This is the reason, ladies and gentlemen, I'm thankful for Ron DeSantis, the governor in our state of Florida, that he signed into law House Bill 1557, which is now law, that says teachers in the public school system, the kindergarten through third grade, the teachers in the schools are disavowed, and it is illegal for them to teach anything that's called the critical race theory that divides society. It's disavowed, disallowed, and illegal for them to teach the sodomite lifestyle of the public school system. And yet we have in Duval County with Dr. Green, the superintendent of schools right here in Duval County, that basically is thumbing her nose in the face of our new law that's signed into law by Governor DeSantis. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, if I can tuck in this little parenthetical footnote, I believe every parent and every grandparent in Duval County, number one, you need to pull your child out of the publicly governmentally controlled schools. Secondly, you need to make a demand that Dr. Green resign or be fired from her position because of what she is doing in the demoralization and the inculcation of the illegal, ungodly, immoral standards in the lives of our children and the public schools in Duval County. I'm looking at an article that says cops introduced their LGBTQI+ liaison officer and pride cruiser. Police Department in Columbus, Ohio, has unveiled a new LGBTQIA liaison officer and the Pride Cruiser in recognition of the decision of the community and of alternative sexual lifestyle seekers to claim June as Pride Month. And shows the picture of the automobile with the Pride symbol, where they've stolen God's rainbow colors, and they use that as pride symbol on the side of a police vehicle. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says, Joe Biden pushes the gender affirmation care that mutilates the bodies of our children, and it's sad to see. But ladies and gentlemen, when you understand the background, understand what is really taking place, you understand what God is doing, and God's still on the throne. May I say to you, I believe that it's time we stop worrying and wringing our fist and somehow believing that we're in a demise. We are in a demise morally, ethically, spiritually, and biblically based on what Biden has been pushing. Here's an article that says war, inflation, trans children countering Biden's madness. As you read these words, the Biden White House is widely championing the cause of amputating healthy body parts of children who have been groomed and manipulated into believing that they are the opposite sex from what God made them. Team Biden wants American taxpayers to pay for these mutilating surgeries. Many names are being used to try to describe what is currently happening in America. Marxism, communism, totalitarianism, globalism, the Great Reset, or how about total insanity and evil, this writer says. Whatever you want to call it, America, the greatest and most blessed nation on earth, is at war, and our main adversary is not Vladimir Putin. It is a war against God. Ladies and gentlemen, that could not have been stated any more succinctly or clearly than that. We understand, ladies and gentlemen, that Joe Biden is now declaring a health emergency. Listen to this. Biden considers declaring a health emergency if Roe versus Wade is overturned. Amid demands from the far left base to take immediate action to protect abortion rights in the event the Supreme Court overturns Roe versus Wade, President Joe Biden and his staff are considering declaring a public health emergency, according to the New York Times. The paper said the administration used an emergency declaration to ensure that physicians who carry out abortions in states where they are not licensed are shielded from legal liability. Another proposal is that physicians in states that ban abortion conduct the deadly procedures on federal land, such as military bases. Quote, we need the Biden administration to step up to the plate and do everything possible to protect abortion in America. Ladies and gentlemen, regardless of the economy going down the tube, regardless of being in the early stages of World War III, in my most humble opinion, as being seen in Ukraine and with Russia, regardless of the fact that we have nuclear weapons now in the hands of the Iranians, where they have their speedboats go out in front of our warships and challenge them, and Biden administration is doing nothing, with all of this coming to pass, with the world coming unglued, with the morals and ethics and the values declining, Joe Biden is focused on making sure that abortion on a national basis will still be open, legal, and available. I believe we have Jose on the line. Jose, go over to question or comment, please.
I mean, it's so sad to see what's going on in America, brother. The misinformation from the media, the social media as well, not cases, and all the people taking center stage when the minority, all these mentally confused and sexually confused people is less than 4% nationwide. And not only that, brother, it's sad to see how they repeat a lie. Like the bill, don't say gay. Like the governor say, that's not stated in that law at all. That's nowhere to be found. You see what I'm saying? But they keep repeating the same lie over and over and over. It's mind-boggling, you know what I mean? What's going on with these people, common sense and logic? The same thing with many more issues. The Supreme Court was saying is, listen, we don't have the, you know, each state can decide on their own as they want to vote it on. But we blanket everything and we make it, you know what I mean, do what we want. We don't have that power. And these people is so, so whacked out that they believe the opposite. I mean, is this, I wonder if this is part of the misinformation that is being done. Because the law is clear, you know what I mean? They cannot impose something, because if not, then we're going to become the cartel or the Black Robes in D.C. Whatever they impose, everybody has to abide by. The same thing with the homosexual marriage. 35, 36 states, including California, they decided no. Marriage is between a man and a woman. But yeah, the Supreme Court came and imposed their ideology, and that's not the job of the Supreme Court. Each state is independent. I don't know what's going on with these people's common sense. And I want to hear your take on it. Is he clearly a stupidity, ignorance, or what? Because the law is clear. This is insane, brothers. That's my comment, and I'll be listening. Thank you very much.
Jose, thank you so much. One of the things we need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, the Supreme Court does not make law. The Supreme Court is designed by our founding fathers with the stress between the three branches of government, the legislative, the administrative, and the Justice Department, that is, not the Justice, but the Supreme Court for the law, and there to interpret the law from the standpoint of whether it is constitutional. And when the Supreme Court issues a ruling, it's not a ruling, it's called an opinion. It's Supreme Court opinion. In fact, to prove that that is it, the Biden administration has already said that regardless of what the Supreme Court says, if the Supreme Court says that Roe versus Wade has been cast out, the Biden administration says that we will not adhere to it. Ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you that God is still on the throne, God is still in charge, God still rules, and God is not going to allow this to continue as it's going. If it is allowed, it'll simply be as a result of God judging America for our demise, biblically, spiritually, morally, and ethically. We need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the key to what we need to do today is to pray and seek the face of God, turn back to God, and ask God to intercede and heal our land. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
And president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.